Take Me Again by Carly Phillips, narrated by Angela Daw. Chapter 1.
Sebastian Knight's head pounded like a motherfucker, and light streamed in from the window, piercing through one eye and into his brain. He groaned and rolled over, burying his face in the pillow. At 26, wasn't he too damned old for a hangover like this? Yeah, he'd have to remember that the next time he picked up a glass of tequila and asked the bartender to keep him coming to celebrate closing a huge deal with his brothers for their tech company, Nighttime Technology. Except Ethan and Parker had gone home after toasting their success. After that, Sebastian didn't remember much. A flash of red flickered through his mind. A woman with flame-hued hair had joined him at the bar. He recalled the unusual color and the obviously fake but very tempting breasts that protruded over the top of her tight dress, along with his body's reaction to her assets. Shit. Was he alone now? He lifted his head and opened his eyes, not seeing anyone lying beside him and not recognizing where he was, but from the abundance of white furniture and the generic feel and look of the place, it was definitely a hotel room. An upscale suite, but a hotel nevertheless. Memory came back in small increments. The deal they'd landed was to supply state-of-the-art locks to a defense contractor. They'd outbid some major players when Sebastian had stepped in and closed the deal, something he excelled at and his brothers counted on him to do. They'd headed to the bar at the Baccarat Hotel in order to celebrate, toasted their success. He'd taken his first sip of Don Julio 1942 and it had gone down smooth. And though he might not remember making the elevator ride up to this hotel room, he was here, which meant he'd be the one making his escape from this one-night stand, hopefully without too much of a scene. The click of a door sounded, and the redhead walked out of the bathroom, a towel wrapped around her body. Her cleavage was as ample as he remembered, her hair as red, her face not as pretty as he'd have hoped, or as she'd probably appeared to his drunk self. He scrubbed a hand over his gritty eyes and pushed up to a sitting position.
Morning, lover.
She started toward him, her stride confident, but he wasn't in the mood for small talk or sex. Instead of waiting for her to ease onto the mattress alongside him, he slid out of bed and rose to his feet. He glanced down to find his pants, grateful to see a torn condom package on the floor beside his clothes. Thank God, even in his inebriated state, he'd been smart about wrapping up.
"Aren't you gonna stick around for a morning quickie?"
she asked as she opened the towel, revealing her naked...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?